And now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. If you've looked around your neighborhood lately, it's a big time of the year for outdoor lighting, right? But outdoor lighting is now big all year. Everybody wants these new LEDs. They use much less electricity. But they may have a dark side. Here to help sort through the good and bad of LED lighting is Lori Allen, director of the Kitt Peak National Observatory in Tucson. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ira. It's great to be here.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, everybody loves LED lighting. It uses so much less energy, and that's a good thing. So what's the problem?
Sure. Everybody loves them because they are, of course, energy efficient and very affordable, and they last a very long time. The problem is that the early generation LEDs contain a huge amount of blue light relative to other kinds of light from the visual spectrum. And that blue light has a lot of consequences. For one thing, it's most efficiently scattered into the sky, and so it actually brightens the sky background and makes it harder for us to detect faint galaxies on the sky. More importantly, blue light has been found to be bad for you. Now, that's why on your cell phone screen and your laptop screen, you probably have a program that runs after dark, blocking some of the blue light emitted from your screen and turning your screen a little bit of an orangey tint.
Yeah.
And what happens is that, you know, the blue light suppresses melatonin production. And melatonin is a super important hormone, you know, that regulates your body's internal clock. And so it can disrupt your sleep, and there's growing evidence, according to the American Medical Association, that this could be linked to all kinds of health problems like obesity, diabetes, and cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The blue light is also very bad for wildlife. Most of the mammals on the planet are nocturnal, and they actually need the dark in order to thrive. And it's just unpleasant. Many of your listeners will have looked at some of these newer blue light LED street lights, and they'll find that they're very hard on your eyes, much like the super blue, super intense headlights that you sometimes encounter sort of temporarily blind you.
Mm. So give us some advice, anything that people can do.
Yeah, there are several things people can do, and they're pretty straightforward. The first thing that everybody can do, whether it's a street light or a light on their patio or back porch, is to shield that light. The light should only go down onto the ground where you need it, not up into the sky or horizontally out across the landscape. When you illuminate just the area that you need, you'll find that you can save energy and money because you actually need less wattage. This will also reduce glare. You know, you don't have bare bulbs inside your house. You typically cover those with a lampshade because if you look directly at the bulb, the glare makes it actually hard to see. And finally, it will make you a better neighbor if you shield your outdoor lights. And, you know, light trespass onto your neighbor's property can be a real problem.
Yeah, well, you might suspend it for the holiday season, though, with all that lighting out there.
Well, yeah, I won't grouse at people for their holiday light decorations, but if they mount a blue LED wall pack on an outdoor shed that shines into my light, I might get a little grumpy.
Me too.
There are other things.
We've run out of time, Lori. I got to say goodbye, but we'll talk more about this. Thanks for taking time. Lori Allen, director of Kitt Peak National Observatory in Tucson.